Certainty is such an important concept. Let's go back to it again. Certainty means, number one, I have certainty that everything comes from the light of the Creator. Everything I experience in my life is coming from the Creator. The second level of certainty, everything comes from the Creator and is for my ultimate good, to lead me to the highest place of happiness and goodness in my own life. The third level is, everything that is happening is from the Creator, it is good, and it's there to show me what I need to change, how I need to change it, so I can become like the light of the Creator.
Why is certainty such an important aspect of Kabbalah?
I mean, the way I see it is from its underbelly, first of all, in that the root of all ego is doubt. The root of all anger, the root of all fear, the root of all jealousy is doubt. Because if you doubt there is a purpose or there is a cause and effect to anything in life, then you will react in ways which are unnecessary. All reactivity surmises that there's no purpose to what's going around. It's completely random. It's so accidental. It's haphazard. It's everything's gone wrong. And so it necessitates me to intervene and with my ego, take an Uber control of the situation. So the root of all ego is doubt. I doubt the light purposefully and perfectly sculpted this moment for me. So the antidote to all doubt is certainty. If you have certainty that you know that every single second was planned for you, was literally sculpted upstairs, designed specifically for your benefit, solely for your benefit. If you can feel that in every single vibration of everything that can ever happen to you, it's less blind faith and more pattern recognition.
I agree with that. And, you know, I'm always trying to, when we're trying to give our classes and meet with students, to help students live life by a totally different set of rules and not to be confused. As long as you live by godly frequency, godlike consciousness, you're always going to live on the path of blessings, what we call the 99% realm. So if one aspect of godly frequency is transform your reactive behavior, another one is sharing and giving with higher and higher levels of consciousness, as we've discussed. A third would be certainty. Certainty basically means you believe that there is a source that controls everything, like Marcus said. This source is good and wants your best benefit. And there's nothing haphazard about this source. Everything is meticulously designed to guide you on the path towards the highest fulfillment. If you believe that, you're on that frequency.
It's something that you also mentioned in your Kabbalah 1, that if you know my life is part of a perfect plan, and by the way, you can't know that. Knowing is the effect of proving it to yourself. You have to go through so many causes and effects, and you have to measure the impact of your effort so meticulously that you feel and you know viscerally inside of you. It's not something which you can just learn from a camera or from a course. You have to practice. And when you practice and you practice and you practice, coincidence is lost. You see that the universe works 100 times out of 100 in this pattern, and therefore you start to know. And when you feel that my life, therefore, is part of this perfect plan, it's not something which is ethereal or healthy advice or psychologically beneficial. It's real. It's real.
The purpose of Kabbalah 1 and 2 all together is really to give you the tools to connect to the most powerful aspect of your soul, the light within your soul. When you connect to that light, you enter a realm of miracles, of wonders, of growth, of love, of happiness, and most importantly, of control. You start to have peace of mind. You start to see that everything is part of a master plan. Pain goes away as soon as you understand why you're going through what you're going through. If we always remember these lessons and come back to these lessons, because just knowing the lessons won't carry you for the rest of your lives, we have to always listen to them. We have to always go back to the source of these lessons to re-energize ourselves. We will always be able to pass our tests. We will have the strength to examine the challenges when they come, to know they are part of a master plan, and to access the light inside of ourselves so that we can have the most fulfilling life.
Yeah, and I think sometimes it's difficult, clearly, in the midst of any test, to really feel such a trust that something out there or inside is looking after me, because I feel that it's definitely not. I feel things are going wrong, not right. So in that moment, where is the strength to find that there is a higher power or some source of goodness? I think sometimes we don't have to have this stern definition of what a higher power looks like or a stern definition of what God is, but rather one of the ways the Kabbalists define the Creator is cause and effect, the light's interaction with me 24/7. So the question is, do you trust yourself? Do you trust your soul? Do you trust a higher power has intervened for your benefit right now? Maybe yes, maybe no. But do you trust yourself? Can you trust yourself? In this moment, do you trust that your cause and effect will make a difference for what will come out of this difficulty? Do you trust that in the midst of trouble, that your consciousness makes a difference right now and actually is going to define a better or a worse path that tomorrow will look like for you based on your consciousness? Do you have certainty in that? If you have certainty in your consciousness, if you have certainty in your own power to redefine every single moment, then you're detecting the cause behind every calamity. Then you're identifying the blessing within every difficulty. Then you are recreating your life.
I think each person has to, for themselves, get to a place where, what kind of a life do you want to live? Do you want to start believing that there is perfection? Because if you do, eventually, we have to realize perfection does exist in everything. Or do you want to live by the belief that everything is random? If you do want to believe that everything is random, then why do anything? Why even wake up in the morning? Why even get a job? Why even say thank you to someone? Why even love someone? Obviously, you do believe that there is some form of cause and effect. And I think that needs to be a starting point. We all are made up of the same stuff, the same matter. And do you want to believe that this matter is perfect, or do you want to believe that this matter is random?
And that's the elevation of Kabbalah. If you have that consciousness that can elevate you beyond cause and effect, you'll see that even the most random and chaotic and difficult moments are in and of themselves perfect too.
That's so beautiful, because Kabbalists say, if a soul leaves this world, you know what they see? They see the perfection of the world they left.